Blog Talk Radio.
Allow me to lace these lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my wet is where you find me. The back of the club, macking my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why blow up my spot? Cause we both got hot. Now check it, I got more Max and Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. No need to be greedy. I got mad friends with Benz to see notes by the layers. True to life players. Jump in the Rover and come over. Tell your friends, jump in the GF3. I got the by the tree. Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
Straight up, honey, really I'm asking. Most of these fellas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things to make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around two. Plans to leave. Throw the keys to little Steve. Pull the truck up front and roll up the next one so we can steam on the way to the telly. Go fill my belly. A T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. Conversate for a few, cause in a few we gon' do what we came to do. Ain't that right, boo?
True.
Forget the telly, we just go to the crib and watch a movie in the jacuzzi. Smoke while you do me.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got a up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place.
Why?
Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby.
How you living, Biggie Smalls?
Imagine in business, giving ends to my friends, and it feels stupendous. Tremendous cream, get a dollar and a dream. Still tote gas strapped with infrared beams. Chopping the holes, smoking line optimals. Money, and clothes, all a brother knows. A foolish pleasure, whatever. I had to find the buried treasure. So grams I had to measure. However, living better now, coochie sweater now. Drop top BMs, I'm the man, girlfriend.
Honey, check it. Tell your friends to get with my friend. We could be friends. We could do this every weekend.
That's right.
Alright? Is that alright with you? Yeah. Keep banging.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
To the honeys getting money, playing fellas like dummies.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
You got the thump up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Baby.
Check it out. Yeah. Puff Daddy, Biggie Smalls, Junior Mafia, represent baby, baby.
You and I see why, that's a unity. You and I see why.
call a girl a bitch or a hoe. Trying to make a sister feel low, you know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring crap to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down the block, I had my cut off shorts on, right? Cause it was crazy hot. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. I turned around red, somebody was catching the rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. I punched him dead in his eyes.
Who you calling me, bitch?
U-N-I-G-Y. It take it out on me, but that's about enough. You put your hands on me again, I put your ass in handcuffs. I guess I felt so deep in love, I grew dependency. I was too blind to see just how it was affecting me. All that I knew is you was all the man I had. And I was scared to let you go, even though you treated me bad. But I don't wanna see my kids see me getting beat down by daddy smacking mommy all around. You say I'm nothing without you, but I'm nothing with you. A man don't really love you if he hits you. This is my notice of the tool, I'm not taking it no more. I'm not your personal whore. That's not what I'm here for. Ain't nothing good don't come to you till you do right by me. Brother, you ain't
who you calling a bitch?
Trust in me when I say okay. It's okay.
You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. As long as love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. Well, just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
And shot. He shot him. When he came back, he shot and he fell, stumbling past the shadow woods, down, shot, dying, dead, to full halt. At the bottom, bleeding, shot dead. He died then. There, after the fall, the speeding bullet tore his face, and blood sprayed fine over the killer and the gray light. Pictures of the dead man are everywhere, and his spirit sucks up the light, but he died in darkness, darker than his soul, and everything tumbled blindly with him dying down the stairs. He had no words on the killer, except he came back from somewhere to do what he did and shot only once into his victim's stare and left him quickly when the blood ran out. He knew the killer was skillful, quick, and silent, and then the victim probably knew him. Other than that, aside from the cake, sourness of the dead man's expression and the cool surprise in the fixture of his hands and fingers, we know nothing. That was the incident by the great, late great Amiri Baraka. Welcome to the maiden voyage of Shut Up and Spits and Epiphany Radio and Poetry in the Bricks collaborative event. Now, you know, here on Epiphany Radio, our benevolent benefactor, for real, the poet Douglas, lets us do whatever we want here in the Epiphany Radio universe. I decided I wanted to bring the poetic dynamics of Brick City, North New Jersey poetry scene that I've come to love so much and the expansiveness of the Epiphany Radio clan together to show you both why I love you both so much. Before we get started, I want to remind you that tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be what? Raw. the brainchild of author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Raw Links is your one-stop shop for custom precious stone jewelry made to order with your specific needs in mind. Get into it. The new line is amazing, and it's available on Facebook, or reach out to me, and I'll get you that information. As I said, tonight's show is an attempt to combine the two worlds. That's my reason for opening the show with a poem from one of my absolute favorite Newark poets. The other half of this world is represented by one of my favorite Newark poets, Poem, that's P-O-M-E, which stands product of my environment. He is a remarkable young brother. I'm going to read out his full bio because I think it deserves that kind of respect. Elliot Fance, a.k.a. is a Newark, New Jersey-born author, poet, and publisher, and educator. Throughout his early years, Elliot developed a love for creative expression and gradually developed his poetry skills early in his adolescence. Elliot published his first collection of poetry and short stories entitled The Execution of Revolution in 2012, and then followed that effort with a second collection entitled The Long Way Home, he released in September 2023. The World as I, E-Y-E, See It is Elliot's third publication. In addition to his writing ability, Elliot has also adopted a passion for acting and is partnered with the United Youth of New Jersey for lead roles in the play productions MLK, Nightmare from the Dream, and Black Wall Street. In 2016 and 2017, Elliot received a bachelor's degree in English in 2011 from King University and became an educator in 2013, with the basis of his work centering around the care and assistance that he provides to children and teens afflicted by behavioral disorders and developmental disabilities. He wants to become a self-sustained entrepreneur and give back to the community that he grew up in and take that service beyond. Elliot is the founder and co-host of the urban art event entitled Poetry in the Bricks. His passion is to express the old urban condition sits on the roots of his work as a writer and stage performer. He wishes to address the external and internal conflicts that influence our psyche and also serve as a positive beacon who inspires his supporters to believe in themselves and tackle bouts with low self-esteem and contribute to the minimization of their potential, particularly in the urban communities. He says, I was given so much love at his open mic, he invited me to be a feature for one of his upcoming events at Poetry in the Bricks for Women's History Month, the Women's History Month showcase with Amira Shabazz and Kendi Love. I love and respect so much. All right, y'all. I know I promised we were going to shut up and spit, but the introduction is a tribute to why I invited this young brother to join me on the showcase today, to co-host. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Elliot. Man, a.k.a. Poem. Elliot, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, yo, what's going on, man? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can hear you good. How are you?
Okay, okay.
Yep, you're here. Can you hear me?
Wanted to make sure I was in. Yeah, I can hear you great. Perfect.
Yeah, you're here.
Yeah, that's all right. Warms the spirit right there.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I did that much.
and you really,
yeah, still got more
not
to do.
That old to have accomplished so much. It's impressive. Yeah,
I've been at this for a long time, trying to make my mark in the scene and leave something pertinent behind, leave something that maybe lifts people out of their own darkness, out of their own confusion, maybe bring enlightenment or maybe inspire, you know, somebody else to tap into those sacred things within themselves that can do good creatively. You know, there's never been a self-aggrandizing pursuit for me to do poetry. It's always been therapeutic. It's always been very personal and something that I've used as a tool, you know, to uplift myself, you know, through the doldrums of my own experiences, you know, and city life and broken family dynamics and slain friends and speaking for the voiceless, speaking for people that I know that wish they could speak for themselves, you know. So I'm just humbled and gracious and grateful to be a vessel in that way. Sure.
Definitely understand that. And that's what one of the reasons I can say, the reason I love the format you chose is because it's so Newark. The soul of the Newark poetry scene, I feel, is that straight, no chaser energy. Like, no accolades. You show up and you earn your respect from the work that you do. You know what I mean? Your hustle and that spirit. And I feel like that's all through your poetry. It's like a dichotomy between that lived traumatic experience that we're trying to address and this other version of what can be possible if you take, you know, take your limitations and spin them around, you know, like alchemize them a little bit, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've always just wanted to belong, you know. You know, you hear about all of these, you know, historically great authors, poets, you know, some that people know and some that, you know, are more urban legend, the mythos surrounding people that have dedicated their lives like you have to this craft. And, you know, my ethos and my personal sense of determination in this art form and, you know, love for the art form, you know, leaves me no other choice but to do what I have to do to be amongst those people and to earn respect and, you know, have a mantle of my own for doing the same thing that, you know, people that I admire have done, you know, for centuries. You just want to be, feel like that once your time is up, you've laid the foundation, and within this art form, you've left it better, you know, than it was when, you know, you entered it, you know, with your presence and with your contributions. So that's all I ever, you know, lay down a pen for, and that's it. You know, that's why I let it flow from the pen gauge onto the page. That's my ultimate motivation.
I feel that. I feel that through the way you guys perform. The way you set up your experiences, like, there's a lot of dope mics that I've found in the city. But the fact that you guys have done this continually, and most of the times it's free, shout out to your team over at Poetry and the Bricks and Evolu Culture. You guys are always doing something that feels like it's mostly founded. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, but like you guys, the way that you do it and like those spaces, it seems like it's more to preserve the culture, to preserve the poetic experience. It's not about, you know, who is the best on the mic. You're going to try the best, the person that you see as the best, only in the spirit that iron sharpens iron, and we're all here to learn and grow from one another. You know, and I love that about you guys. But
I mean, obviously, I'm not going to say we all, because that would be putting an umbrella over too many people who I haven't personally picked their brains to know their motivations. But a lot of us, we have that competitive spirit about it. But as I've grown older, it's become less about winning or, you know, being known as the best or this. Is more about appreciation for just being here and being one of the people that have been here, that have, you know, touched these stages and the connections you make. You know, you start to realize as time passed that this is just one big spider web that we all have had the pleasure to get caught up in, you know, and meeting people that you would have never otherwise met. Like, I probably would have never otherwise known you if not for poetry, which would have made for this connection not to be possible. You know, so there are things that's bigger than the poetry itself that the poetry itself allows. You know, so, you know, being up on a stage, you get to meet cool people, and that's really the prize in all of this. I could say that most of my best friendships, you know, if not for poetry, I'd have never known those people, you know, so with nestled with all of this, with all of the writing and the traveling and the performing, all the connections you make and the nexus, you know, that we're all bound to, you know, and I'm more thankful for that than anything as far as the actual writing goes.
Right. I just feel like when I used to show up, especially like the family, like shout out to my Epiphany Radio family and shout out to my Honey Drip of Poetry Collective family. Thank you guys for being in the audience as well. And Newark, Jersey, thank you guys so much for showing up. I'm looking at the numbers here, and I'm very happy to see that you guys showed up to share in this experience. Like I said, like I've been telling you in the past, like when I showed up to your events, it's like the family that I have here at Epiphany Radio and in Honey Drippers, it started out more like a family. You know what I mean? It's like, even if you feel discouraged, they're like, you know what I mean? It's like, you got this, you got this. And we're going to sharpen you where you need to be sharpened, you know, tighten you up and give you a hug when you need one. But then I showed up in Newark after living in Newark for so long, and I had never known 2 years ago about how much you guys were doing prior to this. And I'm like, why is that? That should change. I think that that's a big part of why I'm trying to combine these two networks, because we, poetry that comes out of the city of Newark is and I'm so glad that everyone is going to get a chance to hear that tonight. All right. So before we get started, I do want to let you guys know again that tonight's show is being brought to you by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw is the motto. If you are listening in online and you'd like to join in to Shut Up and Spit, I'm going to explain to you guys and you, Elliot, a little bit more. I know we talked about it, but just to get a running show, you know, a running idea of how it's going to work, because it's going to be a little different than most show formats. And in first of all, it's virtual. Two, Shut Up and Spit. It's really just going to be where we're going to hear people in continuum. Usually, our family is very, you know, give roses and feedback and things like that. But I'm like, looking at some of the numbers, I'm like, I know these poets got it. I just want to hear some rapid fire. You know what I mean? So that's how I'm definitely trying to do it. And if you're listening online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And if you are in the studio, which I see those numbers abroad, no one can see your face. No one can judge you. You are all welcome here. Just hit that one so that you can be in the queue and we'll pick you. If your hand isn't raised, if you didn't hit that one, we're not going to know that you want to contribute, and we're going to assume that you're just here to listen. Okay, those are the rules. That number one more time, 319-527-6300. All right, so here are the rules right here. Tonight's show goes down like this. If you are in the call queue and you hit that one to raise your hand, thank you so much for being brave enough to join in our maiden voyage of our reindeer games. Please make sure that you hit that one again. You'll hear a message that says you are now in the host queue. When you hear an automated voice saying unmuted, your mic is hot, and it's your turn to shut up and spit. Introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from. And, you know, make sure that you rep your city and your accomplishments and the things that you're doing, but make it brief. Okay, ma'am, sirs, you know, this art is not free. Right, this art is not free. We'll shut up and you spit. Sign off by saying peace, that's that peace, poem. However you go about letting us know that you're done, you're going to hear the thing say muted, and then you'll know that your mic is off. At the end of the round, we're going to get a chance to open up everybody's mic, get a little feedback, listen to a little music. We got a couple of prizes that we want to give out to random poets based on who hits us back in the chat. You can hit me on Instagram at My Mahogany Soul. Poem, what's your Instagram handle? Ellie?
My Instagram handle is, I'm sorry, click up for a second. My Instagram handle is poem, but it's two underscores. So it's P double underscore O double underscore M double underscore E. Poem. That's on Instagram. Facebook is just my given name, Elliot, ELLIOTT. Last name, Fant. F is in Frank. A-N-T.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So, and mine is at My Mahogany Soul, M-Y-A-H Ogany. And my given name, Edwina, Edwina Simmons, on Facebook. So your feedback will determine who gets the prize that we have to get out tonight. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get this thing started. I'm going to play a quick song to reset the room. And like I said, listen to the thing. If you have your hand raised right now, you already pressed that one, you're going to hear it say unmuted. That's going to be your cue to just, you know, go right into it. And you'll go mute it at the end of the round. We'll have a little conversation about it. Elliot, I would love for you to start us off once you hear the end of the song. Is that going to be all right with you?
Yeah, it's perfect. Perfect.
All right. Show them why you're here, bro. Show them why you're here. I definitely want to give them an idea of exactly why, you know. So definitely, y'all, by all means, show up. All right, here we go. I'm going to throw something in the air real quick. Right now.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Ladies, listen. I wanna be down, I've been up for a while. It looks better on the gram when he sit in the crowd. Just like this, what you make it, ride that wave and don't drown. We real dreary while we make it, making songs with the sound. Good morning while you're yawning, get it on and you know me. Shoot a other year, home video for fans only. Couple bands in my hands while we rolling. Tell them hold it, leave my shit in the front. Then kick the dough in, have my swag. Fill my staff, I get last laugh. Text the group, bitches lit, I just snap back. Black tights, Jordan 3s, and a snapback. Would have started jacket before you bitches pass swag. If I'm coming how I'm coming, I don't half ass. Cause R&B T, I'll leave your favorite in the trash bag. Lie, the tone is what I said it. If you want it, come and get it, don't forget it. I combine all the jewels from the mind, poetic, profound, and lyrically inclined, spiritually aligned, cause it's all by design. You can follow behind, but you can't cheat the grind. It's that rhythm and blues, pain, emotional hues. They just misuse it with unethical views. It's for professional use, this only stem from the roots. I'm just enjoying the fruits, and I don't usually flex. I could if I wanted to, but I'm making exceptional. Filipina queen, my money green like vegetable. Who the first black woman to own a festival? Barbie without the plastic, a classic collectible. Young and respectable, shady they skeptical. Say a prayer, Breonna Taylor seems intentional. Black queens with dreams, beautiful, exceptional. Say you wanna be down, but still ain't the rest of them though.
Waist too small, my face too cute, my game too strong, your man too close, he on my phone, about these bills, put mommy on the phone, he ain't never coming home, look, I'm about to go in, I'ma get inside these bitches head like a sew in, I'ma lace the track in the front, make it blend in, pull that shit back so the glue ain't showing on the track, I'm hoeing, hose pipe flowing, about to build a little flower bed he can grow in, got a mothership, we can head to the sewing. Bound the world screaming, baby, I'm a king from it. Bitch, I'm from the hood, wish a woo. Saw your in the club, looking good. I'm a boss and a worker, keep a tight circle. Last name Bardu, first name Uh-huh, after 2020 division. Year 2020, I went with my intuition.
Black females, we gon' flourish in these conditions. Border front lines, not in your kitchen, I'm on the mission. B7 out now, go streaming for all your feelings. Blessed to finally see it completed and not deleted. From saving all to waving by the polar, I'm genius. With global climate rising, I keep it cool like anemic. Said I love you, then I mean it. Ain't no half in between it. Had to look inside that mirror to understand what a queen is. Trying to teach my mini me that our skin is not a weakness. Can't just settle at the surface, cause that trauma cut the deepest. Know you beautiful and black, go be proud. Always trust in God, the higher self, take that vow. And if they say the sky is the limit, then buy a cloud. And if they can't see us as an equal, they not allowed.
We were taught by a generation echoing frustrations in stereo by white collar administrators and mayors and presidents who stood at Goliath's arm's length for my life scenario. We were taught by bitter dads and moms dropping us off on weekends, outdoing each other on birthdays and Christmas with separate gifts and palms. We were taught by school systems and principals supplementing us with red, white, and blue principals, threatening in-school suspension if we didn't rise as they sang the Pledge of Allegiance over intercoms. Our parents' parents were taught by Malcolm, but a few who didn't like his message stretched him at the Autobahn. I was taught by street hustling, gangbanger, liquor guzzling, rebellious wise guys, too wise to use their eye and see past the street guys. We were taught by false message relaying, preacher pimps stealing dollars and cents as you're praying, contemplating God because since birth it seems as if we've been paying for experience we didn't purchase, heads down in car seats, ducking law enforcement merchants, surviving in spite of it all, proving to the world we're shining serpents. We were taught by plasma screens and radio radiation beams, clumping Hollywood scenes with weak depiction of what comes between, selling lust to oversexed fiends who knew what head and doggy style was since before they were teens, in living rooms and basements sitting before heartless electronic caregiver, feasting off our brain and liver. Young black man in this generation took longer to become that dominant figure because since 93, we watched as black male men didn't deliver. We were taught by a culture that gives stripes for prison, mentalities enveloped in darkness, neighborhoods infested with moving targets, corners where kids stood running from wisdom, dying from not identifying with their inner prism. We were taught by scared of certain know-it-alls, toting Bibles outside Kingdom Hall, trying not to be sued for libel. If we don't reach outside the grasp of what we've been taught, these teachings will be recycled. I fought wars at home in army fatigue, flight jackets, and beef and broccoli tins, standing in concrete jungles, evading reptilian police, and caught hyenas siphoning greenbacks from flat pockets. I've heard the crackle of hand cannons let off by hungry eyes, wrapped tight in vines coming in form of unemployment lines. Our confines are laced with landmines hidden beneath skylines, too hard to find. I am hunted by Tom, a lion feasting on all who roam these pride lands. Feet knowing not the hot and spot of sinking sands. We battle for happiness each day, for sanity each day, for luxury each day, walking over bodies that fell in pursuit of the same things. Their bodies smell from decay, at war with armies uniformed in different color skin, not yet awakened by the realization we all are the same color within. Metal traveling led off by soldiers in the same encampments, wielding bayonets, decapitating brothers from the same platoon, wrestling with black backs pressed up against one another under crescent moon. Never aware from which angle death is coming. No stopping the standing when bombs are landing and bullets are humming. And for many, this war is governed and sanctioned by God. For this reason, there is less mercy and pity. I received a purple heart for war, but I have never left the city. But I have never left the city. But I have never left the city.
Hey, Cat. You're old to Cat Williams. Hey, Cat, that interview made shit different. Henceforth, all my shoes got big business under the bottom of them bitches. This age of Aquarius shit got me itching to say something, itching to talk my shit to whoever will listen. I want to join him on that rhythm of ascension. It's a frequency that has been made clean where we get to talk and hold truths until we bleed in uncomfortable profundity instead of just bleeding and crying. And rioting, being quiet to fit into polite society and asking for permission, policing what comes out our mouths, afraid of getting blacklisted like that ass ain't been black this whole time. And they always had their eye on us, watching, saying, and they claim we're going to rob them, but deep down, it's because they know we've got every right to wild out, to riot, but the power, stay on that tongue. I said the power, stay on that tongue. It's burning It's burning, the burning, to burst forth, to put some sauce on that truth so that the babes will imbibe on it by the belly full. See, the truth nowadays is a weapon in some circles, but the man with the best gun hand still got the power in a gunfight, and that mouth is a powerful weapon. And the word is truth. I said the word is my truth. Word is born. The word is my truth. It's time we find a way to get it in their mouths. Cat, you seasoned the world in it and said, say something. While the safety's off and the clip is full of some things you need to talk about, he said, sharpen that shit, package it, and get it out to the masses. He gave them a taste, and like all dope shit, all it takes is to get that taste for it. Cat Williams said, if you got a taste for it, then say something and tell your truth, or don't. You having an unnatural allegiance to that loser shit is not like you.
I managed to stay out of trouble as much as I can, but somehow I always find myself dancing just alongside of it. I guess I just like to push the limits of the theory that man doesn't know what he's capable of until tested. No matter how many times I've given my all, worked my hardest with who I was with, I never known what it's like to be in a relationship that's fought for and held together. So I've always been in love alone. But because my heart is made up of cries and smiles, I know my worth. Yet I still manage to stumble around a bit at times in this thing called life, but throughout it all the hurt endured, I still try to keep my head to the stars and the light of love shining above it all. But when what you love shows up as what left you broken in the past purposely, it starts your fight for survival all over, making you realize that your skin has more room for wounds and scars and how it isn't as thick as you thought it was. See, in my experience, my cries to them of how they hurt me has never been received well. That's when they become the monitor of my time and the maestro to the rhythm of my heartbeats. Because there's just something about my inner saboteur that likes to hold on to the feeling of me unraveling. I never did figure out that part of me. When that happens, then you find yourself on that battlefield between ego and soul. But you also see the parts of the world that doesn't care when you lost, but it will continue to pull at your willingness to help. So no, I don't want to tell my story again, but the lines of it can be read between the beats of my heart and right behind that dimmed light in my eyes. I've just received enough rejection from this life, and I don't recover well from people in their presence, so I just quietly walk away to at least keep my peace of mind. And that's why the fight for survival survives within me. That's that peace.
I have words hoop in my head. I can't sleep at night, girl, because the words won't stop. It'd be easy. I wonder if they fucking. I love sucking. See what I mean? It's 20 million things going on. More if I'm quiet. Then I start mixing and matching like a DJ. Turn me up, walk for all your wedding needs. See, even when I try, they keep coming. I can't throw it up fast enough, exorcist. I'm possessed. The vibe can change faster than I put my clothes on after random sex in my Uber outside. I'm steady trying to get back on track and tell you about this word soup. But as you can see, I wonder if you're just as confused as me and I'm the one writing it. Sick of fighting it. Hold on tight. Let's take a walk in my garden. Don't fall just yet. That's that piece.
I swallowed you. Took you in my mouth. A sweetened poison, sip by sip, inch by inch, a gentle thief of night grazing my tongue, bring winds of silent storms brewing, waiting to implode as you slip down my throat, a bitter sweetness placating my full attention. where love and lies promiscuously entwined in the belly of the beast, a sleeping beast waiting to ignite sparks lying dormant. You made me warm inside, a sun in winter's heart, a fire in rain burning bright. You couldn't see the artistry of your deceit when you painted dreams and washed them away with the tides, inflated me like hot air balloons coasting amongst clouds where fantasies and fallacies are found colliding together. You read my hopes like open books on dusty shelves, dusted off dreams, then rewrote them into nightmares. You were the monster my daddy warned me about. Falling on deaf ears, dangling baited lines, you became the sweetest lie of a devoured, a truthful deceit willingly accepted, leaving my heart's whisper screaming loudly, let you couldn't hear it, and you couldn't see that my soul was craving you more. In your absence, I found truth in the conundrum of love and defeat. Every heartbeat a contradiction of lies. Love's touch turning heartbreak into a weapon of mass destruction, desecrating my peace of mind. Trying to maneuver through the minefields left behind, I found parts of me after losing you. Deep in lover's wounds, a strange kind of free that I didn't know I could be. Finding a paradoxical comfort in pain, echoes fade memories of your essence that calls persistently crying out to God, whose eyes I've never seen. But when I look in yours, I know I've been up close and personal with the devil. In ways unspoken, you are the undeniable thread, a part of me forever that I'm trying to navigate. Through the aftermath of discovering strength in every tear that has fallen from my eyes. So thank you, phantom of my past, for the love that was and the love that was never meant to be. My once tattered heart now soars free, leaving you in the lining of my cerebellum, where you'll forever be a faded memory, because I swallowed your distorted truths and tried to turn them into love.
Weldon Irvine used the magic of his pen to write me young, gifted, and black. Messaged it through the black badassness of Nina Simone, whom I was prone to believe because Nina never lied to me, always spoke the truth in her bluesy Mississippi goddamn revolution of a voice. There was no choice but to be great, to make your nothing on the outside into the everything you were on the inside, inside out your gifting like the offerings of loosened purse strings, reversible, even more beautiful on its satin-lined interior, rebelling against by your very existence the lie of inferior spoken around you, constant and loud. But in came James Brown like a bouffant and Cape Crusader flying down from the clouds, singing me black and proud, and I believe that I should be too. I knew, have always known that the richness of my skin tone and electricity of my kinky hair that dared defy gravity of atmosphere or racist ideology made me magic, made me the tragic anti-hero in somebody's blue-eyed fairy tale. I am regaled in a glory villainized in the devil's backstory, prequel, so he can justify unequal and biased, and I wish I could write us a song about black and free. Not the kind of free that lives innately in us as beings of earth and sky and light, but the kind of free that might find us fearless and at peace in all the spaces we seek to just be and exist without the insistence of conformity, assimilation into some homogenized bastardization of acceptable. But my tongue is not able to wrap itself around the foreign of freedom in the language of this land that I, the longer I live, the more I believe they don't have a word for that. Not for real, not a real one. Freedom has never meant free, not in the English lexology. It is filled with the nuances of be like me, and that is a costly thing, a price I am unwilling to pay in the wake of always knowing who and what I am in a sure place. Talk to me in the bluesy Mississippi goddamn revolution of a voice reiterated by a fly-ass bouffant and Cape Crusader who showed me I had no other choice but to be black and proud, so I I say it loud, and maybe one day this place will allow more than just the innateness of our free epiphanies. Paradox. Honestly, I just wanted to also acknowledge me. But I try to be so humble in my greatness, but how can you hate this when I'm giving you all of my modesty? While trying to escape the hypocrisy and mediocrity and into the aristocracy, but this era of error is astonishing. So I'm promising to give you a solemn oath to excel while showing you growth. I exhale, and as I exhale, with poems of passion to prosper, I learned that I'm proper. And to stand up, God, for somebody, please check my posture. As I pole vault over the precipice of pessimism, make sure to conquer and kill every obstacle without prejudice and furthermore without negligence. Because I realize you can't see the bigger picture develop if all you ever do is just focus on the negatives. You see, I'm never regular. I'm bringing you extraordinary, et cetera, so next time you try to jump over the king, make sure you check, mate, because it's a check, mate. You're playing checkers, I'm playing chess, and I'm already 10 steps ahead of you, a champion to any challenger, upper echelon, a competitor, and you know my mind goes stay on free. So please pray for the predator that preys on me, because if it's cause and effect, and my cause is to affect, well, I will truly affect any cause, because my cause is to project. You know, global ambiance of peace with every poem. So with every bar, I show them a simile that's similar to serenity and smoothly smite all plight in spite of any iniquities. See, my gift to you, I give is me. Every bar squared times infinity, because this is my soliloquy. You know, I never feared the consequence of my dominance. I was caught between poverty and opulence, where confidence meets competence, no college without a scholarship, and not for a lack of cognizance or an absence of common sense, but political party congregants that all voted no, nigga, in consonance. So my consciousness became that of a columnist, poetic communist with a bad case of, ew, that's oral incontinence. See, I'm a modulus of this and that. Armed with the gift of gab, that's Christmas rap. See, I've witnessed traps where pretense is lapsed, and the defensive acts are existential maps to help navigate you through those detrimental gaps of cause and effect. So I pause to reflect while scrutinizing on every scar and every flaw to correct me. There's no applause to accept. I'm just appalled by regret and enthralled by a threat of psychosomatic ills, because I'm addicted to success, but I want to be high off life so I can know exactly how relaxing feels. See, I'm actually acting, attacking with passion. Or is my passion and action as actively asking a question for answers? See, I was infected by doubt, and now I'm surgically removing the cancer, and my pen is the scalpel. You see, for me, writing is like breathing, or dare I say bleeding. Because every time I write, I attempt suicide, I bare my soul, I slit my wrist, I bleed ink on every page while I drown myself in a pool full of these words, and I hang myself with the lines from the page. I release all my rage, I get high from every sentence, and then I jump off the end of them into a pool of periods. And as I'm doing so, I want y'all to just stare and watch, and then maybe you'll understand. Sincerely, peace.
I bet you mad, huh? Yeah, you mad. And I find it funny because I truly don't even know why. Are you mad because I am not who you tried to make me out to be? Maybe you're mad because I have overcome every obstacle that you have purposely placed in my path with the intentions of killing my destiny. I made it many years past the age that you had the audacity to say that I will probably be dead or completely locked away because being a fucker flowed through my veins due to the DNA pass from my father. chip off of your old block you all used to smile and say. Even told me that I was genetically destined to be nothing more than a damn statistic. Bitch, are you serious? Really? Man, fuck that. And fuck this. And with my whole chest, I proudly say fuck you. You see, I made the decision to be more than what your feeble minds could ever fathom of me. What I feel about me is way more important to me than any words used against me by dumb dicks and ignorant chicks for the sole purpose to crush my dreams and admirations. You didn't expect me to be mentally strong enough to realize that my final destination is not in your hands, but it is in a room with no windows or doors, but the roof is missing, so the only direction that I can go is up. Despite your verbal assaults, I found an inner peace through the soul of my pen. My apologies. How rude of me. Allow me to introduce you to my pen. My pen is equivalent to a .38 special that sits comfortably between my fingers, and it is loaded with armor-piercing ink. It can be used for corrections or disruptions, protection or destruction. Many years past the time in your mind I was supposed to die, I stand tall before you living. The vicious verbal attacks from the days of my youth that I thought was going to kill me turned out just to be a formality, a necessary component to awaken up the beast that was dormant inside of me. But now that beast has been unleashed. The electric shock collar has been removed from what some consider a poetic sword's rex, and I'm biting fear, squaring the ass, and I'm embracing real confidence. My emotions were given permission to verbally be expressed in a poetic tirade I have been on ever since. I can't believe that you all had the testicular fortitude to ask my mother if I would be willing to let y'all make up for time that was missed. Man, I'm going to have to dig deep in my pocket so that I can find the biggest fuck that, fuck this. And with a smile on my face, again, I say fuck you. I am the greatness you tried to take from me. You force-fed me lies and told me that I must accept it. But just because you put it on my plate don't mean that I have to digest it. I'm throwing up on you, negative motherfucker. Regurgitating the esteem-killing energy that dwelled in me for so long without paying rent until I went to the eternal court of my soul and got papers to evict all of that bullshit. I found peace through the .38 caliber that sits comfortably between my fingers. I'm not who you tried to make me out to be. Who I am, well, I'm a strong, confident, intelligent, talented, dare I say handsome, black man. But if you need any type of future correspondence, make sure you address me as Mr. Paul Crayon. In peace.
I just took my socks off. At Epiphany Radio.
I'm going to cut this song down a little bit and open up everybody's mic because I am ecstatic to hear. I could hardly contain myself as I was listening now. My first instruction was to let everybody know who you are, but you guys all have distinctive voices, so I know sincere. We know the vibes. Rare, thank you. Angel Kim, Elliot, you killed it. Black Rose, Danielle, Paul Cram. Y'all.
What's on bringing that funk, bringing that energy?
Y'all
came
black
who
as slaves. Yes. All the poets went off. Yes.
Man,
yes.
This show is hot.
Thank you.
Oh,
like, you're like,
you
damn.
Yo,
yeah, he said I slipped my boots with my pen and I bleed me. Because that right there.
You killed
it.
Yeah. You killed somebody.
I said I
was going
to stop and sit, but I had to. Yes, we're in my beautiful white in the love of my life, the mentor. I heard you. I needed. Happy birthday to you. I had to give you your blessed love while you're here, and I thank you so much for showing, sweetheart. So happy birthday.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday.
Yeah.
Birthday. Love. If y'all know this woman, y'all know she deserves it. She puts in hard work.
Absolutely.
She's seen bullets, but she fights. You know, she goes through what is what makes it look so easy that you can't do nothing but believe that you're capable of everything. And that's why I love
okay.
her.
Okay.
So, all respect
okay.
to you, girl. All right. All right, everybody else, I recognize y'all's voice. I do want to introduce y'all to my co-host. We're going to keep playing this in the background because it needs to play all the way to the end because it is Stevie and it is her birthday. All right. But, Elliot, you know, you guys heard his introduction. Do y'all see why I've been mentioning this young man every, you know, when I come around and talk about Lord Poetry? Y'all see what I'm talking about?
Definitely.
The first poet.
Definitely.
Lift
me up, man.
Yeah.
To
so
open my
welcome,
all of you guys. Thank mm-hmm. y'all for coming and hanging out on Tuesday night too.
Man,
so you guys
man it's, I'm glad to be
all
here, bro.
Stop.
This show's dope, dope.
Yep, where's
thank
everybody
you.
From, man? Oh, you got Philly in the house over here.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
Philly.
I wanted y'all to introduce yourself at the beginning, so we're going to start from the top. You know, everybody let them know your poetic name and where you hail from. Start from the top, Danielle.
Okay, so I am La Perla Negra, and I'm one of the hosts on Epiphany Radio, and you can catch me on Monday nights and Wednesday nights right over here. And Philly born and bred.
All right.
Like Black Rose.
I'm Black Rose. I reside in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. You can, I'm just everywhere. Invite me somewhere. I'll hop a plane.
Listen, next time. Elliot, this is the one I was, there's so many people I've been trying to tell you we got to get to come to Jersey
okay.
at some point. And I see some other numbers in the crowd. Just make sure y'all hit that one. Join us. You know, we want to hit another round in a minute, and I would love to hear y'all voices. Hit that one. And again, if y'all listening online, 319-527-6300. We need to make sure we thank our benevolent benefactor, Raw Link, why be average when you can be raw. So, yes, we're going to keep this show going. Y'all ready
yes,
for
sir.
Another round? Y'all got
yes,
something
sir.
Else in the chamber?
I got a little problem.
All right.
Let's go.
Well, I'm loaded over here.
All right. All right, I'm looking for some more hand raises. If I see a hand raise, just make sure that you introduce yourself and let us know where you're from, and we'll definitely bring you in at the end of the cipher. But all right, happy birthday, Rare. I'm loving what I'm
happy
hearing
birthday.
So far.
Happy
birthday. I want to hear
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
This round, I need y'all to go on y'all B-side track, the ones that... And ones you don't let everybody hear because you don't think they're going to be ready for this. So. Digging them notebooks to bring something for me, all right? I'm going to close everybody's
I
mic.
I somebody to start for
now. All right?
Can y'all hear me?
Sincere. Yes. Welcome, baby.
Yay. What up?
West
no,
West
like, we outside
before.
The trees drinking water.
Yes, sir. I love it.
Happy
so
birthday,
Rare.
Rare Epiphany.
Yes.
Yay, yay.
Yes, I got love. Yes, indeed. All right. We got another hand raised. Let's introduce yourself before we keep it going. So, 443, I think I know who this is. Yeah, that's
on that
one. I love it. Join us.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a Cynthia we got right here?
Yo.
Yes, I hear you. Hey, sweetheart.
Hey. Loving what I'm hearing so far.
All right. So are you going to join in the next round of Reindeer Games?
Sure. Come on. Come on.
I love it when you get in the pipe.
I'm ready.
All right. And Zanis, let us know. Just let the room know where you're calling from before we get into it. I'm going to mute everybody's mic after you, okay?
Sure. I'm calling. I don't get what to say. I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore in the building. Yes. Yes.
All right, y'all. Okay, we got another hand raised. Area code 484. Who do we have calling in? Area code 484.
That's Yogi John.
You there? Yogi Ascari, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
What's up, folks?
Yay. Hey,
it's about to get good.
It is about to get good. All right. Okay. I'm going to save your name in here. I'm going to shut all these mics down, and we're going to get back into it. Y'all ready?
Let's get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to start with you. Take it from the top, babe.
Start with me? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A few things to say. Let me see. Yeah. Pops is like, son, you should have seen it. I was a player on my day for real. Break for love had us cutting rugs, yours truly on the wheels of steel. My gangster was uncontested, undisputed, hanging out in the club with drug lords reputed, partaking chemicals that rendered minds polluted. Break for love had us broke from drugs, not until years later the truth computed. I know it's sad, pardon your dad. If I can visit those years, I'd probably do it. Club 88. What it was like to have to navigate darkness alone, peeling back layers of skin to find their identity, swimming in the middle of a murky undertow, sure that ashore was something they'd know. Children of the ghetto, schooled by confused fools, convinced they were dropping jewels. Misinformation is a tool that causes so many of them not to grow, hurt and stagnant. On who but themselves does it make sense to rely? Then next, broken by the weight of our failures to the sky. Birthed by one woman, raised by many. No grandfathers in the mix. On many a night, light bulbs got replaced with candlesticks. Peculiar how meals made from the worst ingredients tasted as if it was crafted by God's fingertips. Uncanny how y'all always knew the future before it would hit. Scratching scratch-offs with pennies. Birthed by one woman. Raised by many. If I'm ever given another opportunity, I'll be ready. I'll be ready to meet the challenges of another life's checks and balances. I want to utilize societal allowances. I should have been prepared. I should be playing catch with my son or doing my daughter's hair. I should be imparting wisdom and making my child aware. I should be showering my child with a love that's rare. I just hope you understand that you not being here isn't because I didn't care. I think of you on many nights alone as I lay to myself. Happy almost Father's Day. Hey, son. Know that I'm not perfect. You may not agree with some things I do or say. Your mother and I may not get along always, but I'll always treat her as a queen and do right by our family name. Your granddad was in and out of my life. For these reasons, I'll never leave you alone. Work my fingers to the bone to ensure you'll have a happy home. I'll teach you your history. Monitor what they tell you in school. Teach you to respect authority, but to only adhere to righteous rules. I won't clean up your messes, but I'll give you options and suggestions, give you enough space to learn your lessons. My answers will never be a lie when you ask me questions. I'll let you grow into your own man. You won't be forced to live through my dreams. I'll give you enough so you won't have to resort to plots and schemes. Read you well enough to hear your silent screams. We'll be father and son, but just as much a dominant team. With style and swagger supreme, you'll respect women and be taught to never hit them. Even when they press your buttons, your pop got experience with that. So you can rest assured that I'll give my all if never see you fall in that trap. I'll walk with you through the dark tunnels of life as a beacon, staring you back towards my light. This will be my happiness. I'll be there to lift your confidence and belief in yourself when you are sad. Calm your nerves and ease your spirits when I see you angry just a tad. My love for you will overcompensate for the love I never had. Sincerely, Dad. P.S. Please hold me to every word. I'll go out with you in a fiery blaze in every battle. I'll stand behind you without casting a shadow. That is, if I am blessed and so fortunate to ever have you. Letter to my unborn son. Peace.
Dear future king, though many desire to sit upon your throne, this spot is designed for your royalty alone. So I clear the path for only you to claim your seat, and rest assured, I am your lady in waiting, anxious for the day that we'll meet. Patient as ever to greet you in your royal chambers, as thoughts of you bring fantasies and feelings of pleasantries through my body, these locks were grown for your fingers to run through. You are my king, and it doesn't matter what road you choose to travel, inevitably we are destined to be. See, everyone is meant to be with somebody, and you are the match to my royalty. I am your queen. So understand that I've loved you before time even began, before Mother Nature spoke to the wind and the wind whispered to the leaves on the trees. I honor you. And with all the obstacles we faced and worked our way through, they were just the twists and turns of our puzzle pieces. We were learning to fit together while the universe was molding us to fit together. Dear future king, know that when you get here, your crown will fit perfectly. So bow down. This is your coronation, the time for celebration through elation. We celebrate you. Wise beyond your years, yet open to continuously gain knowledge, a student of everything. Beyond all doubt, beyond all fear, you've proven yourself. Now step into your power and take your rightful place. My future king, your kingdom awaits. That's that peace.
Dear life, and every unevolved soul involved with your hands, in the clay that is creating excuses to fuck up my day, I say, you about to get these hands. This is a stance that it's taken some soul-jerking soul work to command. Still, command, I intend. A disciplined practice of washing clean a part of me, giving off the stink of an arch-backed mattress princess turned bed wench turned Audubon. My whole life just ran through. You've gotten too used to abusing your misconstrued misconception that you gonna play in my face like that shit is okay. You won't get these hands to sis that looks pissed off and spiritually pissed on watching me darn the crown of ownership of my whole self like soul work ain't on sale for the low, low price of $3.99 and a disciplined mind on Larry Page and Sergey's God-given internet remove your evil eye. Realize the real lie is a lying to yourself like you don't know a stench blows downwind. I don't even smell it. It only permeates the state of existence where you sit. I guess you've taken this stance for so long you can't tell that the burning smell, though plain as the turned up nose that uglies up your face, is your life. A long since lighted dumpster fire is the real problem. Look inside yourself to solve them unless you plan to come over here and get these hands. To my brother, from another mother suffering the sleep apnea of overdosing on the choke, suffocating on his own insufferable opinion as he slumbers, asleep on himself, attempting to sleep on me, attempting to tell a black woman how to present like a lady. Like you ain't tossed your own bone in for a luck that eludes you, always looking for excuses to bewail a black woman's failures. Please understand that I don't give a damn, and I hand in my letter of resignation, no longer relaying any of my humanly resources to the defunct against your ever-prevalent expectations. Baby, you don't even make decisions in your own existence. Please seek help, seek God, seek guidance, or if need be, come see me, come get these hands. And to the leader, led by her own ego, too busy posing for photos where you play the role of Shiro, that you forgot to acknowledge the purpose behind your service. You move like you are so nervous somebody got their eye on your spot that you stop being the good and the change you are trying to create. Got your guard up to the point of gatekeeper, relevance relegated to yes men for purposes you don't even believe in, cleaving so hard to the wayward persona that you've gone and lost focus, no longer on notice that the way forward was supposed to be making a way forward for all of us. Well, at least more of us, because I know as revelations go, the maker will reveal to us that everyone can't go, but you left the revolution out of your evolution, so self-soothed on the trappings life has lavished upon you in order to ensure you shut the fuck up and play your part. But like the old house nigga, even a new slave is still a slave at heart, slave being a man or woman not in command of his purpose, a beast abiding by the ways of the flesh made. What is a body without a mind? Yeah, yeah. Sustaining on trinkets of prostituting away right thinking for a fingering of feel good. For what is a mind without a soul? Yeah, yeah, it's a worthless shell in a hell of its own design, wasting your worthwhile pursuits, using your blessings to impress the lesson as if you didn't start all of this intending to protect them. For what is the trifecta, mind, body, and soul without a spirit connected? Yeah, yeah. Know that no, the revelation will never be televised. Technology that projects the mind into real life or to like a television station or something. I could be wrong, but I believe that's where all of these manifestations keep coming from, frazzled and fascinated, like you aren't the ones creating it. Yeah, yeah, but go off or go on. Someplace to master yours, move forward and take with you the worthy amongst your fellow man, or like I said, since the first stanza, come get these hands. Yes, these hands, these two, fist bruised, these hands, washer women and trained warrior, prayed on and prayed over, these hands, busy, back bended at the discipline of commitment to the decision making of the alchemist. Yeah, yeah. These hands, palms, warm and worn from ringing in memoriam to moments, watching you craft the sharpness of your attitude and the weapons, ready to show off your penchant for petty, turned double-edged sword with the karmic second blade being formed against you, yourself, yes, arguing for all the reasons why you aren't prospering. I'll acknowledge something is wrong, but if I ain't got time to wallow in it, at some point we got to start problem-solving and understand that the best performance is the mastered role of self. Discipline your disciples into God mind. Sit quiet and let the spirit guide you. Yeah, yeah. Walk through the valley toward the light with full command of the shadow behind you, like a lioness donning the full garment of the conquering lion. Break every change by remaining in tune with the God in you, guiding you to the good you came to this place to do. Show up with your soul worked on. Acknowledge your flaws, then work on them. This is gnosis. You know this. You keep suppressing it and it's festering into depression. Don't let it. My eye exists at the meeting of the whole, man. I keep trying to tell you, train your triangles, mind, body, soul, Father, soul, Holy Ghost, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, go into the gnosis of knowing. You only at odds with the Judas inside. Quite quick grandstanding and get in here. The movement can use you because all I got for the moves, attitudes, and excuses of the ways in which y'all used to is these motherfucking hands. Sincerely, and with my humblest condolences, one of the most feared things in the land, the divinely guided black woman with her mouth open. And that's that piece.
I drop my pen, walk slowly, take my clothes off with every step. He lay back for my attack. I ask, do you remember the safe word? He said no. I respond good. He kisses my legs as I bend my knees. He bites my ass as I settle in on my feather and roll his face. He tapped twice. I told him, breathe through the bubbles. He tapped three more times. Too deep in my nut, I can't stop. My ground turned to a bouncing. His tongue invaded my pussy like the U.S. after 9/11. I could almost reach heaven. He put three fingers in my ass, and I hit the gas with the fury unknown. I roll his face. Come in his beard, I gave him more. Fed him till he couldn't take no more. My pussy gripping his tongue. His fingers pounding my ass, then splash. I wonder, can he swim? Oh, well, too late now.
his fingers stop, but I don't. I keep coming faster and wetter till my body gave out, crashing on the bed with laughter, looking over to him. He says nothing, doesn't even move. I get dressed, wipe the room down in his face, because damn, we got caught. We just caught another case. Why would he ask me to feed him if he didn't want to drink? If he couldn't swim, why jump in my pool? Damn, pussy, you so cruel. She knew he wasn't breathing, but yet she can continue to feed him. Now I'm on the run. Face sitting seems fun till I can't stop coming. The murder charge is coming, and I'm not free. Don't ask me to feed you if you can't eat. That's that pizza.
Yes, it is. They say when you lie with dogs, you get fleas. Well, here I am, trying to invoke feelings numbed by life, stiffened by the hands of many, snuffing out all the joys once in it, like a noose around my neck waiting to snap. The only thing that breaks is my spirit. Mummified, I shuffle through life, swallowing pills like I swallow my pride, while some feed off decaying flesh like maggots, leaving me numb inside, betting my share of faceless men, each taking their aggression out on my pussy, thinking it brings pleasure, only adding to the pain as they snap, bite, and choke me. I wonder, if I would have beat on their dicks like they beat on my pussy, would it bring me the same release as it brings them? Would I be able to walk out of the room and poke my chest out, acting like it's something to be proud about, then cower home to face the same women they complain to me about? Even though each story is different, they're all the same. I fake moan for their amusement, distorting my face, playing make to believe that their 5 to 7 inches is really 10, cooing to their grunting and moaning, them sweating like 12 years a slave, me thinking of any other place but here, wondering how long this will take, hoping for just enough time to wash the blood of my tears away before the next one comes along to have his way with me. An endless revolving door I don't control, beauty in the high eye of the mighty dollar that never reaches my hands, wishing ignored lessons from my mama sunk in, but a hard head makes a soft behind, and a soft behind piques unwanted attention. See, I didn't choose this life. It was chosen for me. A promiscuous teen snatched off the streets. Another black girl gone, magic depleted. The only tricks turned were on me. Did anybody ever look for me? Was my brown face seen on TV? Was my flyer posted or handed out? Or did I just become another face added to the many that are forgotten about? Maybe on occasion talked about. I wonder, what happened to that little girl down the street? Well, she's gone. Tears soaked into soiled, grungy sheets. Hopes broken into a million dreams. Trampled on, left to dust. And even though condoms protect a number of things, it couldn't protect my dreams of one day returning home, of being set free, of seeing my family, of sleeping in my own bed again instead of this dirty, grungy mattress on this dirty, grungy floor shared by others who come and go, never to be seen again. Instead, I'm left dying inside, mentally held together by tattered strings, light depleting from my eyes, soul left darkened by the evil that stole me. This has become my purgatory. I realize the only escape for me is death. And this is dedicated to all the missing black girls and boys who've gone without a trace and forced into sex trafficking.
She said, he said, a legacy of talking and not listening, a history of words rearing their ugly heads, naked with no context, just out here exposing themselves and us, like our minds ain't full of wanderlust. Ain't prone to treat words like they were thrown confetti or tiny puzzle pieces we can linguistically exegete into whatever we wanted or expected to hear. We revere the said, are so careless with the heard. even though it has been keenly observed that wars over words can often come down to selective and biased hearing, contextualization disappearing in the abracadabra of misunderstanding, we don't often say what we mean or mean what we say, at least not in the way it is said. She said, "Don't ask me to smile." What she meant was, if you had walked a mile in these heavy-ass shoes on my feet, felt the utter completeness of my exhaustion, understood that I've been forced to grin and bear too many things, witnessed the sugar of my dreams turn to shit so quick it made my head spin, then you will comprehend that when not in the minstrel show stage caged in my corporate prison, I don't owe men, women, anyone the lie of my smile. I will take a little while to be the mad and angry that I am, give no damns about your desire for my face to be graced with a happiness I ain't got and you ain't planning to give. All he could hear was fuck you. All he could feel was the vitriol and shrapnel without recognizing he was collateral damage in a battle he was not privy to. And when he said you, bitch, what he meant was, I have spent the whole of my adult life trying to find the sunshine of a smile I could feel safe in, a grin that could cradle me, rock me in something better than despair and grief, something that offered relief in a soul trapped in a body controlled by post-traumatic reflex, hexed by the malignness of melanin and masculinity, a most deadly of combinations, my patience for misunderstanding, meandering down a dead-end street or depleted, sick of asking for a smile, the sunshine I need, and constantly being denied, like I am asking for too much. So when she said, "Don't ask me to smile," or "fuck you," whichever of the two I heard, it hurt. But I am a man, and I cannot admit I hurt. So I convert the energy that in that combine of my heart to anger and a dangerous brew of broken and the itch of denied addiction, a need for love covered in black woman teeth beneath the upward arch of gloss lips that I can slip into and feel something like whole. You, bitch, holes, tears smeared in the excrement of a life lived in fear and craving. We are all behaving based on listening and not hearing, looking but not seeing. She said, he said, out of the context of healing or of being heard. Epiphanies.
So somebody asked me, what would I do if I was a poet? If I was a poem, I'd be Thor, you know, armed with a hammer. Oh, I'd be a god. I'd be a god amongst grammar, giving stanza after stanza. It's like I'd be haiku. No, I'd be prose. I'd be the highest of highs and then the lowest of lows. I'd be flows, you know, flowing like a stream, having a movie in my mind so I can Netflix and chill. In my dreams, oh, I seen a scene. It was of epic proportions. I had to bully bars for peace. It's like I write for extortion. And this is poetry contortion. So if I was a poem, you know, P-O-E-M, I'd pull out energy more. I'd place outstanding effort matured because purpose only expresses mastering. Now that's a P-O-E-M. You know, mastering the art of source. Because if I was a poem, I'd be plural, oxymorons, exposing metaphors. You know, I'd range in my power so I could Zordon from my Megazord. So if I was a poem, I'd be cursive writing. You know, cursed by writing. I'm selling my soul to the spaces between the lines. So if I was a poem, I make an angel be early to demon town. So when you read the lines and you finally see what's in between, I want you to know that the void in the space is the space that speaks to every dream. So if I was a poem, I'd speak to every scheme to lean on peace as a tactic. So if I'm scheming just a scheme without ever trying, I guess we can call that a schematic. Because I'm scheming automatic, I'm automatically, actively acting out grammatically. All the errors in this era that turn trauma into tragedy. So tragically, I toil, still garden while picking roses that smell like literature. So if I was a poem, then don't judge my book by its cover. Please, judge my book by its signature. So I use my signature to show them, and yeah, I show them that you got to learn to read me as a whole before you could ever know if I was a poem. But now that you realize that I'm a poem, do you still want to read me? Sincerely,
please listen to me very carefully. There is absolutely no reason for me to beat around the bush until later on in this situation. So until then, I will just be blunt. I'm hungry. And I need you to satisfy a craving that grows in me each time I lay eyes on you. No, sweetheart. I appreciate the gesture, but there is no need for pots and pans because I have a unique appetite, and what I am craving is you. Unwrap yourself and create the perfect plate presentation by placing yourself on the dining room table because that's where special meals are supposed to be eaten. Crack your legs open like Dungeness as I taste the sweet marinade that produced sending my tongue into a frenzy, trying not to miss a single drop. Feed me. Grip the back of my locks and hold my face in place as your hips rotate, making your clit rub across the tip of my tongue as I continue to taste your essence. Feed me. Roll over and slowly sit down on my face, so that my lips and your lips can again meet in a modified French kiss situation. Grip the side of the table and ride my tongue as if it is your only means of transportation. Treating my taste buds like DoorDash, delivering hot and fresh Yanni to its proper destination as I continue to devour the sweet juice produced from your body's stimulation. The taste of you sit on my lips as the rest of you have my goatee with a steady drip. I guess I can tell you that my hunger has been satisfied. Until the next time I need you to feed me in peace.
You put up a sign today. It complemented existing marketing and had a good balance of color. The weight of the fonts were easy on the eye, its layout was well thought out. It declared this space and all like it as safe. But the double-taken reexamination of the whole of it prompted questions of if the word could even carry that weight. I mean, it is a bold statement. As if this plastic coated 14x16 cardstock could ever withstand the fierce breath behind each smirk and scoff. It's not even a conversation starter, because if I responded to the feigned surprise that something like this is even needed, if I shifted this marketing one to prefer towards the preferred client who actually thought he had the right to put his hands on me, if I didn't pretend to not see the revealing shrugs of management's incredulity, my feedback outside workday will be scathing. But let's applaud this sign. Let's click through a slew of WPTs and mark this training as complete. Let's wave our green flags. I'd rather be drawn to the beacons of those whose souls are safe. I'd rather be that genuine support and come fully around that counter the next time someone inappropriately steps into another's space. Stop dropping your heads as if you don't see it. If understanding what's important goes beyond this work of fiction here, where individuals and incidents are either products of this poet's imagination or are used fictitiously, damage control wouldn't be this flimsy, essentially.
God looked down at mere mortals and created weird portals to planes to share where they seated to bear and share what kept them and theirs immortal. They called it nectar of the God. Man read of the nectar and searched far and wide for the tree or the bush that produced it, and when man found it, he seduced it. So when we came into existence, I learned to understand your resistance and why they commonly called our conjugal congregating and consummating sin. Since I sincerely believe they make sinister our synagogues, make symptoms out of our synthesis as if our nature needs reprieve, or our spirits are misconceived as if we aren't relieved to receive synapses singing symphonies as if it could teach the expertise we achieve when creating. Like creators, we were created to love and breathe and sing, so I think therefore I am. I drink and could get wasted, washing face below waist, tasting the secret of your sacred yams, ma'am. I can live lifetimes in your lap, running laps, laughing up your libations, just a mortal man who's lost his marbles from marveling while sucking the sweetness out your every morsel. Shit, I've learned to snorkel deep to your depths, dividing legs diligently while dining in, humming hymn to the hues of your hymen, getting high off your jeans as if going downtown was practicing proper hygiene. I mean, I just want to greet you, then meet you. Let's play zombies. Just lay down and scream while I eat you. I could teach you a thing or two, and then you'll be like, now that we did what we do, when can we do it again? What that mouth do? Shit that I had you singing shit that ain't there, like hallucinogens, and I could get loose with the pen or harmonica, yo, honey, to you under my hypnosis. Backcracker, chiropractor, I could cure your scoliosis. My diagnosis is I got a psychosis to let you ride my lips till I get a face full of your osmosis. The prognosis, if anything, I'm a fabulous head case that put that woman first at my place since way back, so I'm never finding my way back like Jaheim. I did it just in case. I mean, have you ever gotten eaten like you were the only piece of passion fruit in Eden? And every time they came up for air, they said a line prepared from a poem flowing about how you're glowing and you were beautiful, taste like. I'm a special case type, a Jedi with a vibrator. I'm really a toy Yoda, like Alexis, neck deeper in the neck, in the nectar of your nexus. For dinner, dessert, and breakfast, doing it big like a slab in Texas. Perfect angles, fingers wrapped round ankles, using both hands to write your night like I'm ambidextrous and the flexes. Shit, I'm willing and able. Kitchen counter, sink or shower, love seat or dinner table, bed or the sofa. I feel like an Elohim when you scream and say OMG like you've seen Jehovah. Ain't you glad you call me Uber? Cause soon as I get permission, I'm a super soldier, a vet on a mission to get you wet as a super soaker, caressing curves, vibrating your yoni verse till you supernova and sleep hard like you in a super coma. No supervision, no supervision. This ain't for OnlyFans, no cameraman, no superstition. Your supernatural nectar is a wonder. No wonder it brings hunger to closure. Because before now, only gods had the place and pleasure of being allowed to taste the treasure that is. Ambrosia.
Is it on you, Jaina? I'm gonna mute your mic. Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, we can hear you. Just jump on in. Shut up and slip. Steam stone. So
yes, I
know
you can just decide for you.
All right. Yes, I can hear you, sweetheart. Just jump on in with your phone. Thank you.
I appreciate you so much. That's what I didn't know. Well, 1 second. I am going to do something for the ladies since March is one of National History Month. So, Ladies Trust Your Gift is the title. Ladies Trust Your Gift. All I need in my life is right. But for me, the spoken word is a way of life. Being on stage is liberty, and the microphone frees me.
Gina, I think we lost you. Your phone breaking up.
going to check in with your audio.
They make me cloudy. The audience still gets me. With my answer, you're looking at me. I can't say what you're doing. I'm almost home.
Nina? We're checking with Nina. Sensei, you're up. Hi, you're up. Shut up and spit.
You fell in love with me through your ears, your mind's eye telling you to your heart. Evidence who corroborated what it felt like and ascertained the realness of it. And I'm in need of your sweet touch, need to feel your loving arms around me, want to kiss you soft and deep, need you, need to feel the echo of your love in the hallways of my soul, want my breath to become yours, need that touch of your wave to wash my shores, let the sound of seagulls and air be the peace we share, you are restorative. And your arms as they wrap around me with this intimate energy that recharges my batteries. Let me reciprocate. Give you equal everything we'll share, all the suppleness of your skin to be loved, to be kissed all over, to let me fill all that's within as I cross your skin because you are my dream, my love. Let me receive you. Allow you to enter into my heart freely. Let the whole of me protect you to give you your admiration. And I know you will say, you found me. You heard me. You came to me. You covered me. Let me fulfill your wants, secure your belief in love, and love you until your doubts die with actions that are foundational in trust. Truth being our mortar, what is built is a covenant arc and arched within our souls with the heart glowing. And each day we are growing exponentially. You see, I've been waiting for you, for a kiss so true that makes me vibrate in contemplation. So find me at the end of the yellow brick road where rainbows blow, charm pops for suckers because they are sweet. You, my treat, are confectionery sugar. The cavities are caped. There's no smoke. We vape inhalation of midnight's grace. Plant this affection squarely on your face. It's getting late. And this Egyptian cotton has a cost that's only paid in the weight of your body. And we scale incomparable fine, pale in comparison. Let my eyes taste the poetry that your body happens to be. The groove of the soul that I've been waiting for, there's not a sunrise that would despise as long as you exist. With the bliss of your kisses, how I subsist. I stay in my intent, never to relent the permissive with your consent. I'm given unto you to love, love, love. Three times for as many as I do believe in you. Past moving into my future, I took to heal your heart, I suture, closing you off from pain, pushing off the remains, taking away the sorrow, replacing your faulty heart brows with a better tomorrow. And when I speak love, I speak your name, and in a blessed need of change, I find your note and see that you have range. And it might feel strange to feel so much of this energy when you dream and you can see me, because this is providence, and this is our prophecy. Corner of my fantasy is the boulevard of Hart Street carved desire. This fire burns only for you and warms only for you. Make the heaven shouts in exuberance that these stars bow in light of your brilliance. Cloak the night like a cape, blowing the solar winds, vicing your vision, the sun in imposition, knowing we create universes within our kisses. Move Milky Ways in our touch, transverse tesseracts in desirous fifth dimensions, ascertaining through ecstasy's extension my hearty hunger for you. It's intergalactic. Allow me to boldly go where no one has gone before, travel through your black holes with my deep space nine, and engage. Because you make it so, number one. Sometimes I feel what it feels like to be loved when I am not in your arms. Forget what it's like to be cloaked. Watch how you watch me sleep, blowing sheep in between my snores, my fingertips tracing face, while doing the most comfortable in your space. The taste of your lips makes me remember the first time you asked me for another. How your eyes went full of affection, how I brought my lips closer to your direction. And I was love drunk, inebriated, staggering steps, heart elevated, watched you climb into my towers with flowers blossoming, transforming to silk gossamer. This soul speaking to character. I know the time is limited in engagement, like sunrise or sunset, and you don't belong to me. I wait on beaches, hoping you return. And I know I'm wrong, but to me you don't belong, but I'm going to act like you are mine. Anyway, I'm going to treat you like you are mine. Anyway, drip.
Guess what? You're not going to believe this, but you just hit the top of my wish list. See, I'm just trying to cross off this bucket list of 1,000 kisses in the middle of both your bottom lips. I'll even let you pick which lips you want me to lick while moaning your name only as the first thing mistress. Tying our souls together using these polymer knots until we lock in your drip drops to create these perfect wet spots. Or in these sheets from our body heat wearing up your panties, hoping that Rihanna came out with waterproof scenties, because, I love the sound of macaroni. Ooh, especially when it's extra creamy, because damn, baby, your energy. I feel it coursing all through me, connected to my wires like it's Circuit City. So I'm finding this a fantastic opportunity to turn your love into my reality and sip on you like you was my cup of tea. Because, I mean, all of this can be yours if the price is right. Because if you take over the evening, then I'm definitely giving you a good night. I mean, sometimes shit has to go left just to get right. So I want your face in a pillow like we're in the middle of a pillow fight. Because have you seen your body in moonlight? It's a sight. So I'm trying to devour you like a zombie with the appetite and obey my thirst. I spray that makes stains on your body that you can only see in black light. Because normally, it'll be off with your head, but I'm just trying to get you off with this head, strap you to this bed, and have you shake it from shock for my version of what I call the electric chair. Oh, yeah, you heard what I said. You sitting on my head, holding my dress, my arms wrapped around your legs, and then I drink you fast as a white boy at a party with a kid. Ooh, babe, you want to be my private dancer? Because I feel like taking these dollar bills and throwing your light bill on you, because you smell like cocoa butter. Got me wanting to be all up in your ether. Got me wanting to be your gatekeeper. I'll be your sugar, and I'm going to be a soul reaper to eat you up like jeepers, creepers. Because, see, I try to tear your garden like I was the groundskeeper, because you got me harder than mine, super, so I'm going to pick this fire in your universe. I'll be your space heater. Listen, I'm from Asia. Oh, no, that's a fact. You know, home of the pussy eaters. So I'll make you so wet that it runs up your water meter. I want to Peter pipe your pepper. I want to write your yoni a love letter. Ask him to screw that nut loose with this Black and Decker. I want to crown your teeth like I was wearing checkers, like I was playing checkers. I want to light your solo like I was wearing sketches and make you climax where your orgasms are going to feel like it's my pleasure. Then I'm going to break down every sexual blockage in your mind like we playing Tetris. I'll be your architect and remove that glitch out your matrix. You see, life is about taking risks. And understanding that we're more than basic. You're not just a light, you're the sun distance. When this is not just a pole, this is an ovulus. So when we come together, you should already know what time it is. Because, see, I've been trying to test this myth. Because legend says you lose all sense of time making love to a goddess and experience something that seems like it's forever in just one clock tip. Because, see, I'm feeling good. And I know you lit because you blow on this candlestick like he was making birthday wishes. Listen, listen, she calls me Charles whenever she wants the dickin'. Because she got me in love with all of the twists. Hopefully you get that, but I'm pretty much saying she got that Godcock 3000. Because her body is like a book of poetry, and she has me passed out smoothly after she reads me this bedtime story. I mean, called me a 4K straight snorer and told my ass, I'll see you in the morning. Arigato.
Oh, you mean, and what you believe is my word. If you don't with and the my to be free.
Gina, can you hear me, baby? Your sound is so hard to hear you. Gina?
was acting wonky.
Can you hear me?
Yes, that's a little better. Where you at right now?
Can you hear me? All right, all right. Thank you so
All right,
much.
Stay right there. All right, take it from the top. I couldn't hear nothing you said. It. One more time.
Ladies, you need to trust your gift like I do, poetry, because all I need is one mic. For me, spoken word is a way of life. Being on stage is liberty, and a microphone sets me free. I am a poet and a key scholar because my lipid fog often makes me cloudy, and I can't always read what I wrote. So I just have to work around that. But the audience still gets me. They vibe with my inner reality. I share my emotions, memories, and pieces of myself. It's all transparent. Easily, I can do this. I feel it. It's a necessity. So on a mic, that's my safe place. It's therapy. Even on the radio where nobody can see me, I can let y'all in. It's cleansing. Very necessary, really. I've grown visibly, intensely, and naturally. This is my jam. Spoken word is me. It's helped me always to give and share with my own Zuma Storm flair. And I'm thankful, grateful, and appreciative. I love this poetry thing. I cherish the microphone like a wedding ring. I'm thinking mic me each and every day to give my testimony. My mic helps my life. I open up and I give food and these people, all who read my poetry. And when I'm on the mic, I want you to be pumped when you're listening. Ladies, find out what helps you be you like I do on your day. You deserve it. In peace.
This is Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Be me.
And I am too excited to open up these mics and talk to y'all because I have literally been holding my breath this whole time. And I want to thank each and every one of y'all for joining in. I'm going to open up Just Jay and the real mic. Just give us y'all feedback if you feel up to it. Everybody, y'all did the damn thing up in here tonight.
Yes.
That was dope. That was dope. Thank you guys so much for being a part of our maiden voyage. Elliot, home. Thank you so much for co-hosting with me. I know. How you feeling about the show, sir? How you feeling about this?
I'm loving it. It's just another example of what I talked about in the beginning. You know, poetry. Obviously we all love dope spitting. Obviously that's why we're here. Now you can make some connections and locked in with some people that you wouldn't otherwise be able to lock in with. So it's just another example of what we already know and what poetry allows.
Yes,
and that's what I'm always grateful for. Real. Everybody came through, did their thing. Poured every drop into this. I was thankful to be a part of it.
Indeed. Thank you for joining me. And I've been getting all of these hit ups in the chat about how much everybody, you know, I think out of everyone here, you might be the only one that's kind of like new to the virtual format. Everybody else is pretty much family. I'm loving that they get an opportunity to meet you and to meet your, you know, brand of work. And I'm trying to encourage more of, you know, the people that I've been meeting at Newark to come on over. So maybe we can encourage more of that and mix it up. Before we go any further, I do want to go through and just everybody
Let our co-hosts know where you guys from. Let them know who we're repping from. Tiffany Radio and Honey Dripper Radio Universe represents. Danielle is from Philly. Black Rose.
Yeah.
You from Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and I drip.
Yes, sir. Angie, drip. Angel Kim. Where you hailing from?
I am Texas, and I drip.
Yes, sir. Drip. Hey. Rare Epiphany, my beautiful love.
Hey.
The birthday girl. Give us some more birthday love, y'all. If you just got here, let's hear the birthday shout out.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Love you.
Let them know where you from, my peach. Where you from?
I'm from ATL, Charlotte. Hey.
Yes.
What it do with the
by way of what, though? By way of what, though? Bring it back.
Okay, so I'm ATL by way of North Carolina, by way of Guyana, Trinidad. Amen. Praise the Lord. By way of, and you know, we moved to this country. We was in Camden, New Jersey. Amen.
We claiming that. Okay. Camden all day, Jersey. We keeping her. That's my wife. The rest of y'all could borrow.
Yeah,
right. Paul Cram. And Paul Cram, where are you hailing from, sir?
I reside in Iowa, but I'm from Louisiana.
Iowa. That's a whole other show conversation
yeah,
we need to have. Because how you get to Iowa?
Man, that's a long story.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. And Gina Storm, let them know where you're coming from, shorty.
I live in the suburbs in Chicagoland, Joliet, Illinois. I was born and raised here. I have lived in three countries on two continents.
Mm. All right now. Okay. And Gina Storm is Gina Storm. We go by Gina, but that's Gina Storm. One of the greatest that I've ever seen when it comes to her version of freestyle, which she calls T-style. And she go off the dome and will tell you a story in a minute. So she sound a little sweet and quiet over there, but when she comes full out, you'll understand why she is, you know, a phenom in her own right.
I love it.
Next up, we got Mary L., the sensei. Yes, sir.
Sensei of poetry.
Mary L., let us know where you're calling it from. Marielle, you still with us or are you on the road?
She might be back on the road.
Marielle might be driving. All right. We got Javi. Javi, let us know where you're calling from.
I represent Strong Island, also upstate New York. Bob Rucks, a.k.a. King Drip, fearless leader of the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective. And also Mr. Tuesday Night here on Epiphany Radio Universe. Host of Fly Speak Open Mic, as well as War Council, and a host of other things.
That's right. He is also the king in the Drip Society, the founder of the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective, and is the reason why we sprinkled a whole lot of honey up in this whole situation. It was an open mic. All things were welcome, but you could tell who drips. Thank you for that, for representing the brand.
Yeah, thank you, Black Rose. Black Rose
was
cowgirl.
Yes,
sir.
You know, my mama always said you feed the needy, and I feed those who want to be fed. And I don't know who came and asked to be fed, but when you ready to really eat, I let you go.
Know it. T-I-E.
She said, get me up.
All right.
Area code
470.
Put on that man's face. You know what we talking about.
Oh, God. Y'all need to behave. We got company, okay? 470, who do we have coming for us tonight? 470? Who's calling from Erico 470?
Good evening.
I'm not sure. We also lost a...
Oh, shit.
Who are we talking
about? Lord, have mercy.
Oh, shit.
Who that? Is that Mr.
Say hello again.
Is that who I think it is?
Wait.
Right.
Hold on. Wait. Shoot. You, matter of fact, go ahead, good brother. I ain't going to have to make the announcement. You know what it is.
Good evening. This is Mr. Yes Lord, Mr. Bitch You Better, Mr. Shut Them Down, Mr. Soul Barbler, Mr. Six Girl, and then send it back for a refund. But most people call me Walking Erotica. How are y'all doing?
There go my draw.
I ain't even had none of them. I heard his voice and took them off. I heard the voice and he took them off.
Like, I'm not wearing any pants.
Shout out. It looks like
I like the accent. You know what I'm saying? Easy accent is great.
Look, yes, love. Just come get me off 20. I'm the one walking you up naked, okay? Come get me off 20. Y'all don't get me put out tonight.
I'm going to apologize.
I do want to take a quick second to shout out Ascari, that Poetry John, and Sincere, representing Jersey all day. Thank you guys for coming through. It looked like they dropped off. So Sincere is from Jersey. I'm not sure exactly where, but he's definitely Jersey all day. And Ascari.
Living in North Carolina.
Saturday night. I wish you had a chance to. Yeah, Scary Hill from Philly. He's up in the poetry scene in Philly and definitely represent down there while he was on here. For real and Just Jay, are y'all with us tonight?
What
just
is
listening?
What's
For real
going on with you, Gail?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to think, how y'all doing?
What is
what y'all
you?
Think
I'm
about
calling
the show
in from the boom topic.
You want plantation?
Right. What you saying?
So we were trying to get out of here at 11 because Elliot, as you said at the top of the hour, is an educator and he got to get with some badass kids in a few hours. So, Elliot,
yeah.
I do want to thank you so much for joining me tonight. It's been quite an event, and it's great to, like you said, expand the network, give everybody a chance. Indeed, indeed.
And I'll be back. All right,
let me get
your next one.
Can he get his social media handles again?
Oh,
yeah, drop your
social
media
handle. P O M E on Instagram. That's P double underscore O, double underscore M, double underscore E. Instagram, Facebook. It's just my name, Elliot Tant. E L L I O T T. Last name F, as in Frank, A N T. And that's all I do. I don't do much else. No Snapchats. No. Just old man shit, Instagram, Facebook. I'm trying to get in the threads, though. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to see what that is or how that works. But, yeah, y'all can find me on either of those. And y'all
That's
y'all
right. And if you guys are going
to – I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yeah. And if you guys are going to be in New Jersey, North New Jersey, I'm actually giving away 2 tickets. If you guys are going to be in Willenboro, let me know. I got 2 extra tickets. When Women Speak feature of the Willenboro open mic with our beloved poetess. That's going to be on this Friday. And then next week, I'm actually doing a feature for Women's History Month with Poem Elliot, Amira Shabazz and Kendi Love. We're going to be doing a Women's History Month program downtown Newark. So, and that one is free. So definitely come through. Poetry in the Bricks and Evolute Culture, 2 of the associations that Elle is affiliated with in Newark. Definitely check them out and see what they're doing. They're doing big things down here. All right.
Trying,
you guys,
trying,
and the rest of you, are you guys ready to go or are you ready to stay on?
I
got
time.
I got time.
All right. Well, Elliot, I know you have to get to work, but I'm going to let them run the shenanigans that I feel like they're ready to unleash, and I want to send you a finished up clip because we got it until 12 here, but I understand that you have to get going, and we will see you back here same bat time, same bat channel, the second Tuesday of every month. We're going to keep this thing going. Thank you, Elliot. You guys say thank you and say goodbye to Elle so he can get him some rest.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for putting up with
some y'all soon. Yo, thank you again.
All right. All right, Elle. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. All right, y'all. I'm ready. Get back to some shenanigans, y'all. I was looking like I didn't know we were dripping. If I knew we were dripping.
See,
y'all ready to drip?
You said
it's
bring
after dark.
The B-side. You had said bring the B side.
Yeah.
I had gave y'all the A side.
I didn't know what B stood for.
I was reading. I thought it was here for it. You have to be most specific.
I know, but I'm here for it. We're going to get it after dark round. Everybody who's participating, let me know who's ready to take another round with us.
Oh, I can
I'm
go.
There after dark.
I'm in.
You all here for it?
After dark, too?
I'm with the shit.
Child, but how far you got to go, Black Rose? Would you please stop? You know you keep one of them on top of your notebook. It's so special.
Listen, no, I write more than erotica. See, I've been spreading my pen lately. I have been, I think, I haven't really written an erotic piece lately. All of them have been mostly about my mama. So.
Oh, yeah, I have seen quite a few heartfelt pieces. I'm not saying that you can't go into that bag. I'm saying it's after 11 o'clock. The shades are drawing. And you get to come out and release the grass, I think she called, that you need to tell me more about. Yeah, what's going on now? I'm going to meet everybody's mic, and we're going to open them back up and get into a little of them, a little drippy stuff, a little drippy. All right, here we go. I'll kick it off. He came to me in a dream, and so I came. And he came, and we became in agreement, I guess. I let him into my innermost sanctum based on a nullified contract he signed with his left hand, below the line like they do. Now he's here in this place, crouched over me, in this place, hands on my knees, in this place, hands on the sole of my feet in this place, head in close proximity to knees, in this place, deep in my belly where my hunger for you, a fleshmate phallus to the, I lost my place. I'm trying to look for the poem at the same time. You know what? I'm going to open up somebody else's mic and come back to myself. Danielle, you're up.
Okay. Someone asked about my guilty pleasures. I tell them I don't feel guilty about any of my pleasures. Nonetheless, we were pressure. So I am reminiscing upon fallen feelings of past hidden memories of stimulating energy exchange. From when he'd become intoxicated, inhaling sacred spaces of me and paint love on my skin, hijacking my attention as thoughts of him startle sensations of invasions in hidden parts only he can visit. But these are my favorite emotions. My mind, plagued with injected thoughts of him mounting me as his hands colonize my waist and hips and lower lips. The pictures in my memories of us and that mirror are an everlasting scene. As everything in me cries in the universe for our energies of rhythmic collisions of skin to convene, that lascivious match of lust was quickly struck, igniting the fire of a deep-rooted desire to be touched, specifically as he touched me. I miss the way his face gets drenched while I squirt and make that beautiful mess, allowing my orgasmic cup to overflow every time he gives me permission to quench his thirst before he devours every single drop he can catch. And his kisses all over me has locked his love in my soul. And as he has permission to pursue my wild, because I am now borderline obsessed. I wonder if he misses my scent. And that's that piece.
Let me bite the tip of your dick with my tongue, shining it like my favorite trophy. Let my saliva hug your shaft, glossing it like my lips. Let me suck on your balls like a blow pop. Just let me shower you with words, raining down my praise on that dick. Just let me slide, slowly glide my pussy across your face, teasing you with samples. My ample ass resting on your neck. You have no choice but to breathe me, beg me, lick me. Got my pussy down the tip. My moms encourage you to give me more. Let me squeeze it. My juice is spilling down in my face, showing the pleasure you give. Let me praise you as my king, pledging my loyalty. Let me carry your seed, carry on your legacy. Let me bite the tip of your dick with my tongue. That's that piece.
If I touched you, fingertips on cheeks, thumb tracing the outline of your lips, step closer, press my hips to yours, pour passion from my eyes, would you rise to the occasion? Would the soft warmth of my lips on yours be enough persuasion for your tongue to come out and play? If I tilted my head, let my undreadful locks drop and cascade on your shoulders, lowered my mouth to your neck, left a trail of wet kisses from collarbone to ear, whispered clear and decisive desires while sucking your entire earlobe. Slowly could I wholly gather your attention. If I slide down to my knees, ready, willing, and able to please, the corners of my mouth glistening, inviting you to come inside, would you guide me to the depth you like? Would you write love notes in the back of my throat, stroke genius quotes I will keep on repeat long after this night is over? If I sway to your screams while I swallow your cream, would you still respect me in the morning? Or would you be angry that I came with no warning, sticker informing you I'm a strong-ass liquor and I got proof? Enough for you to get poof gone off me, and I'm so used to getting no reciprocity that you ain't even gotta work for this. But would you make me dismiss that notion? Would you make me cry you a river while you made me come you an ocean? Would you make me a believer, turn this giver into receiver? If I bloom for you like flower, allow you to devour that which I hid away, would I rue the day, or would I sing your praises and moans and pants? Would I dance when you're inside me? Would I repeat your name like mantra, like a song that the angels can't even sing? Would all the things I dreamed lovemaking would be redeemed to me tonight? Would you fight your desires? Should I continue to admire you from afar? Perhaps the stars in your eyes twinkle for some other than I. Maybe I am mistaken. Perhaps I am making unfair assessment of the situation. If I am, I apologize. I would never be intent on making you uncomfortable, and I will do my very best to resist your irresistible epiphanies.
I did it. I finally did it. I gave you the key. Not to my heart or my home, but to a whole new world that is filled with ecstasy. You see, you said you've dreamed about me and some things that you really wanted to do. Well, I'm here to let you know, baby, that I can make all of your dreams come true. So what I need you to do is just close your eyes and visualize as I sit back and explain the real reason you'll receive chills every time you hear my name. You'll receive a phone call from my cell to yours telling you I'm in room 222, baby. Just knock on the door, but when you get there, you'll find an envelope, and on it will be your name. Inside, you'll find a key card and rules to this ecstasy game. When you walk in, you will realize that you're in a candlelit room. And on the bed, you know there's another card with instructions, and the instructions are just for you. These instructions will tell you to remove all of your clothes and stream your favorite love-making song. And then come into the bathroom with a hot tub. You can join me. As you enter the bathroom, I give you a champagne-filled glass. Then I'll watch you sip it slowly as I gently rub your eyes. Sitting in the tub with my back against the ceramic and your back on my chest, I'm rolling my tongue across your neck as your breasts I start to caress, turning me on with each and every moan as my hands take a southern trip between your breasts, past your belly button,
below your bikini line until I reach that yearning clit. Rub it in a circle of motion till I slip my fingers inside. I'm kneeling on your neck and your ears, your legs start to open wide. You're ready to get the dick right now, but I have other plans for us. So I get out of the tub and whisper in your ear and tell you, baby, right now there's no need to rush, but at that moment I pick you up, legs across my right arm as my left arm cradles your head. You then rub your hands across my naked wet back as I carry you towards the bed. I then lay you on your back and feed you chocolate cream covered cherries. You land there looking pretty as hell, so I guess I have to go down and eat your berry. My thumb and index finger rolling your nipple as I lick your clit. My tongue extended real hard deep inside, making you beg for the gift. So I oblige your request by giving you a gift that you haven't received from me yet. 8.5 inches of rock all thing is in a spot that's dripping wet. With your arms hanging down to the bed and your sexy legs sitting on my strong shoulders, you quickly realize that you're not messing with a boy, baby, but you're fucking with a sex soldier. With each stroke, your moans get louder, but I know it's not because it hurts. I let your arms go. You wrap around me tightly, repeating, oh, God, like we're inside of somebody's church. I then slide out of you, get out of the bed, and I make your body bend. I wrap my hands in your hair, spread your legs, and from the back again, I slide in. I'm pulling your hair while cheeks and pelvis meet, making a beautiful. Your pleasure muscles contract real fast while your eyes roll back. The words, I'm coming, slip softly from between your teeth. But that's what happens when you rip our cram and we're in between these sheets. You see, deep and deep inside I go and hard inside I thrust. After about your third orgasm, baby, I think I'm finally ready to bust. So I'm still deep inside of you. You order for me to stroke it fast. I stroke it to the very last second, pull it out, and make sure I don't shoot it on that beautiful round ass. Your pleasure muscles still throbbing while you lay across the sheets. I place a pillow under your head, baby, because you quickly fell asleep. So now that you have visualized everything that we can do, it's time to wake from your dream state so we can make this dream right here come true in peace.
Yeah. Welcome to Radical.
Now, the last time I ate your pussy, baby, I almost died. But here I am again. Head boxed in between your legs like a boulder in the canyon waiting for the tide to come in. Why art thou continue to always tempt thee? No matter the explanation that comes up, the pussy is mine. Mine to feast, mine to tease, mine to please, mine to finger, mine to forever fuck, mine to take my time to smell through, and mine to worship, so it's also mine to die in. So as long as I reign supreme rule, I will continue to lay my happy ass right here at these galactic gates, encoding your clit with the hieroglyphic passcodes to decrypt and cripple your firewalls just for it to flood on me and I have to begin to swim and fight for my motherfucking life again. It's the thrill of sending your mind into an uncontrollable frenzy that you find yourself arching off the bed, raising your pussy's plate as I continue feasting on your sacrificed offer. My thirst for your pleasure never quenches as you clench your thighs to the side of my head, cutting off my hearing but enhancing the sensations of my tongue as you dance on my face. Scream my name as you push me away from you like you telling me you done or you can't take anymore. Okay, that's cool, baby. But who the fuck asked you? I don't know if you forgot how this goes, but see, your dick, not my dick, but your dick, has been patiently waiting over here minding his own business, but now he wants his chance and risk of dying in it too. So I grab fingerfuls of your dripping coming cream from my beard, rub it on the tip of my dick, and hold your legs up by your ankles and tap this head at the entrance of your synagogue and give thanks. Hear the moans you immediately earn as I take my time navigating your ever-changing territory. Lands never discovered, trips never taken, and whole galaxies that I'm wise and blessed enough to notice those realms are only explorable because you trust me. The breath from me as I stroke the consciousness from you with a kamikaze commitment but that before I perish from the grip of your fingertips that you will come on this dick. Not only come, bitch, you will enjoy this dick. You will fiend for this dick. You will take time to get slow stroked by this dick. You will make up narratives to get throbbed in by this dick. You will lie to your friends to come get flooded out by this dick.
you will leave all the mother niggas on red to come and choke on this dick. It'll even come out of your mouth and finally be said that you love being filled, fulfilled, and refreshed after you take all this dick. Get you better. Then I can say this with confidence and vigor because I take my time to make sure that sure is always working in the interest of both of us. Because, see, you worth that. We worth that. So that's worth us.
So fucking beautiful. And I want you just like that. Looking like the warmest bath I would ever take. Assured that the waters would change me, rearrange me, pull every bit of management meant to cause cataclysmic cum bombardment. Only after the laughter of your vagina finer feels ebon flesh turn steel, turn grinder, turn drill, turn reminder that this man has the xylophone of your sensual tongue, wills you to access and accept the duty of pleasing your wet. It's Adam to tune, the death of auto-tune, automatic in the pleasure or fiend as I become a crack addict, wanting only the smoke and get high with the drug from between your thighs. It's the sweetest way to die, the only way to fly. And if I steal your wings, the ones you take off after you get naked when you're next to me, I'll ball them with a kiss, swim within the deep parts of your heart because making love to you is an art and I would never rush the strokes of my brush on your canvas. Instead, I canvas your canvas note. I lick the brush of each flick of tongue response to the drum, beating the fleeting reserves of nerves served underneath my curve, pulling pistons on gears with celebratory cheers. And I want you, that, be at the ready. Hands prep to pull hair, push head to fight, while orgasms delight to continually keep licking and gentle tugging. You're not bugging. You just found a man who'd rather eat your pussy than breathe. Stay down to the last bullshit of that last naked leaves. This tree can bear new fruit. You'll wear new panties, a dress with pockets or a lady suit. New. You knew what you would do when you did what I would do, so we make love. We fuck, we combine souls, screw, cork, sue to the pop of our champagne as the remains of passion. Prepped, placed proper in the packing of plan, a pussy and penis. Mars enter into Venus, your heat, your sweet, till it finds complete in the sweaty, contorted mess in the state of undress. And I can only write this way when you inspire me. Fire me from the cold inhibition to become open and desirous, wanton and carnally callous, kneeling to feel that sweat, salty pour from your pores. And can I say more? Please, give me more. More of you. More of that mouth. More. How your hands are dexterous. Please take these words to touch yourself to overflow. So let's go, let go, overload, overflow, open up, green lit, green light, disco, collect $200 amount of Monopoly, putting hotel tails on, parked in your place, never to be bored on your boardwalk. I'll roll in your dice, chop it up when we talk. Outline your orgasms and talk with a murderous intention when I put my thick six shooter into your fifth dimensions. These sexual shenanigans of enthusiastic energy, no ethics or suspicious suspension. I seek the sensual supremacy of sexual sorcery supreme of your bodily dimensions. Doctors, you're strange. And for a piece of change, you into a willing participant whose insides are getting rearranged. Reconfigured, re-triggered from a re-nigger because he had a boss and a new big board. And I know your board tried to roll that narcissistic shit. Him leaving with his bad habit, cheating on you with whores and bully with the bullshit. But he might as well shit the floor and you ain't no cleanup on them. But goddamn, I am the cleanup man. Coming to make sure that memory of that last nigga goes straight to the can. And I can and will. Quill the love in a script that spells love all over the papyrus of your body. Scroll you, roll you over, search your body because you are a four-leaf clover. My good luck charm. Borrow these arms. Use them to cover you, warm, to let you know exactly to whom you belong, how to me, and how your body will react. And I want you just like that. Drip.
I want to come from behind you, gently and softly, nibbling your ears and kissing your neck. As I nestle my body in behind yours, as you reach up to place your arms around the back of my head, and I stretch back and your back crack. As my lips follow with diligence down your wrist, back down to your neck with tender kisses, as I whisper naughty affirmations. Affirmations of love and lust, licking the words onto your lobes. As I feel your ass slowly grind on my obelisk of granite, measuring the length of my desire, while my hands grip the base of your silky melons, passionately my fingertips knead the dough, ever forward the feeling in the gentle mealing of your fleshy melons, stopping just short of your nipples, making them ache for the touch of my greedy hands, causing your areolas to pucker. As my hunger for you blazes and sizzles like a small fire in the place, that place, the same fire that stoked tonight's desire, gently with soft breaths and tenderness, let's lean on us. Let's synchronize our balance in the ballet of mobiles as I grow weary of denying your nipples my touch. As I relinquish my grip, how does one release such a hefty clutch? These thirsty hands desire to meditate on you, skimming the surface of your land, searching for your oasis, the oasis of honey, just beyond your labia's drips. Poem.
Boss man, can you hit us with one?
Thank you, plantation.
He came to me in a dream, and so I came, and he came, and we became an agreement, I guess. I mean, I let him into my innermost sanctum based on a nullified contract he signed with his left hand below the line in blood like they do. Now he's here. In this place, crouched over me in that space, hands on the soles of my feet in that space, head in close proximity to knees in that space, deep in my belly where my hunger roils, a twin flame to the flesh-made phallus focused on my portal, making dark magic in that space, pleasure meeting parched lips, never cresting over, cresting arid throat over, dosing on drips of our illest intentions. The intent sets the temperature of what will inevitably be born from that space, but we drown in a deluge of the delusion that we can get, you can lose yourself in that space without getting lost in that space. But the demon crouched over me, sweating, headied, drunk off the drowning and nothing and nowhere, my opening, a portal to outer way gone. With my fingertip on the button of my rocket ship, got me believing from my knees, praying over my needs for space. I'm left here with a pious pussy's pulsate and prayers to a God whose love they will never really know. But I can bet you the devil I know knows that space, knows how to pink up the portal for takeoff, knows how to hold my throat, the press. Perfect choke to tempt death, making flesh fetter to false flight. Damn right to be absent from that body is to be present with your most high, so we get by on a little bit of get high, knowing there's no high like the first time anyway, so we gyrate, fucking frenzied into a frustrated kind of unconsciousness in that space, thrusting, trusting in the presumption that the consumption of another's flesh will always taste good, and there's no good as sweet as a little no good. See, this, why this is where all the deeds go, all of them. It's why it's the one time, if that one time is a real good time, you say God's name in that space, but I let him into my temple without any intentions to pray. And now here he resides, and we play house, bodies,
pacified on a habit for allowing bad habits to habitually inhabit hallowed ground. And now it seems this place must be saved, prayed over, and made clean. If the demon in me will ever leave that space. And that's that peace and that show. And I am so happy.
Baby.
Every dog.
Lord,
have mercy. Lord,
what in the,
my mouth
oh
is just moist in unforeseen places and just fired up.
She's nasty.
Damn.
Oh, Lord, that last one did something to me. I'm slipping off my chair.
You can't put Hob and Walking Erotica back to back. Like, that wasn't even fair. I couldn't wake up from Walking Erotica and then Hob just, boom, he want
to
take a warm bath.
Yes. I need a rule on that. I need you to put a rule in place because you can't do that. I'm in the freezer. You can't do that.
How far is the weekend? Because I got to get out more.
Oh, my husband said, so you fucking tonight? I guess so. Thank y'all.
Lord, yes. Oh, my gosh. See, I knew you had one in you. Y'all shoot up. Huh. I'm so happy that you guys are all here. This is really fabulous meeting voice to the show. I hope y'all come back through. I'm trying to encourage more, you know, poets from around. I feel like it's so many of us with diverse perspectives, and I'm glad to have put hands on almost everybody that showed up tonight. Steve, I think just Jay, and Gina yet, but those are on my vision board. Everyone else I've had, you know, laid hands on and been influenced deeply by y'all poetry, so I'm glad y'all came through to support and sharing this with us and trying to bring all the world together and stuff. And y'all definitely showed y'all behind on behalf of y'all home territory. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Oh, heavenly.
Walking the Radical, where can they find you or stalk you? I mean, find you.
That is hilarious. You can.
Everywhere.
I mean, either way, you know what? Either way, it's fine. I love it all. You can find me on all socials at The Walking Erotica. Is it The Walking Erotica? We are having a live show on March 30th. If you're in the Atlanta area, I reside in Atlanta, Georgia. But yes, we're having a live show on March 30th. If you're in the area, please come through and let me skeet all my words all over you. That's it. Thank you.
He
I heard
this
shit.
All I got to say is
grab the
mic.
It's going to be an experience. Grab the mic. That's all I'm going to say.
Grab the right
I'm
going to
be in attendance, yeah. I promise you. Huh?
And y'all got to grab the right
mic. Albany. You know what? Grab the mic. Oh, in Albany.
Yeah.
You told somebody to grab the mic. And, yeah, so Walking Erotica has a special influence. So if you can make it out, definitely Sensual Saturdays is the platform that you guys are having the show on. That's the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Sensual Saturdays, and that's with Walking Erotica and the beautiful Aphrodite, Jay Simone, and the Drip will be convening in order to show some support, so I can't wait to see you guys. Anybody else have anything going on that you want to drop and or shout out before we get up out of here? Please let me know.
Just keep it in the back of your minds while y'all recover from Sensual Saturdays in Atlanta on March 30th featuring Prince Drippy. And we got, you know, The Walking Erotica and Jay Simone up in that piece where the Drip will be convening. I'm going to need you to set your coins aside and make your way to Detroit, Michigan. And I will be featuring at the House of Hip Hop for Amari Barksdale May 17th. Let's get it.
May 17th is going to be a vibe.
Let's
I'm definitely coming. Let's go. Anybody else got anything you want to pitch? Let us know. Epiphany family, y'all got any shows you want to? Well, Danielle, you did let us know. La Perla Negra, how you move in these streets. Just Jay, Javi, y'all got anything y'all want to let the people know y'all got going on?
Well, you know, we got War Council next week, so, you know, we got some craziness that's about to go down, as we discussed, BBLs, what happens when somebody wrecks your shit in your apartment, mad breakups, and the like. We're going to put some stuff on Facebook for people to interact with us live time, and we're also going to introduce people to our FOH segment, which means fuck out of here, you get to tell whatever something or someone or situation, fuck out of here and the reasons why. And it's gonna be nice. But don't forget, more importantly, Drip Weekend Rally, North Carolina, July 25th through the 28th. Beautifully dope, brilliantly filthy, workshops, boot camps, the whole nine, office showcase, good shit. Make sure you check it out. We'll have some information out to y'all soon, and it is going down, basement.
Down. Like I always say on the flyers, when the drip is in the building, ain't no telling.
Okay.
So definitely check out those things. Follow everybody. I will be looking forward to seeing y'all link up and, you know, let's expand this damn thing. And again, thank each and every one of y'all for participating and showing up and sharing in y'all beautiful artwork that y'all have been cultivating all this time. I love each and every one of y'all. And with that, can y'all give a little round, you know, a goodbye to the peoples while I have everybody's mic open?
Love y'all. Thank y'all for coming. Now I'm glad I got fresh batteries.
Okay.
Happy birthday,
Rip. And with that being said,
and yes, one last happy birthday.
Yes, ma'am. Birthday shenanigans happening on the 30th, along with Prince Drippy's feature. It's going down. It's going down.
Yeah. Want my birthday list. Pick that how you want it.
Yes. Oh. Hey. All right, man.
I wasn't ready.
We'll take that back to the chat.
Birthday to you.
Come on. Oh, we going a cappella? Who ready?
That was for real.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. You sexy thing. Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
A
baby baby.
Baby baby.
I'm glad he contributed. Thank you for coming through, Boss Man. And that was pretty special. I appreciate y'all. Again, we're going to be here first Tuesdays. Every night of the week is something going on here on Epiphany Radio. If you guys got your phone by your ear, pick up that line and reach out. It's always a space to cultivate, grow, and, you know, share in your art. And, you know, there's a supportive family here that's always willing to listen for it. If you're brave enough to press that one. And as we always say here, one love and one mic. Good night to all
one
of you.
One love, one mic.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Benita Applebaum, and you are listening to Epiphany.
You will admire my tasting before the sun graze you. I'm trying to see how deep you are, and believe me, shawty, I ain't talking about no intimate conversation. I want to see if I can make you reach things unobtainable when I peek into your nature. And I promise you my goals will exceed any physical pleasure. I want to give you what's better than better. The better my effort, the wetter her treasure. The more these mere moments seem like heavens or temporary forevers. Shawty, get it together. Nice pineapple. May your love come down so my mind might have you. You design my imagination. Let me redefine foreplay so you need five. And tell me, shawty, you got it, baby. If it's not it, baby, hope it's progress, baby. Let it all drip, baby. You stop that shaking. No more talking, baby. No more talking, baby. Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Diced pineapples that my baby tastes the best. I nearly lost my mind. Guess it was a test. Swept off her feet and went and bought her at Selects.
paid it off cash, so I never wrote a check. Leave my cars at a crib, I'm just stunting on an X. Pussy's excellent, and I know it sound a mess. I let her make her toes curl as I'm licking on her flesh. Sex all night, couple shots to Ciroc. Crib on the water, got LeBron up the block. Money ain't a thing, baby, welcome to the mob. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jar. Bitch so bad, got me wishing I could sing a uniform. Isabel Marant, when you on the team. Double MG, the mother niggas fell off. Baby girl, I just wanna see you well off.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Dice pineapples, I just bought my girl a set. I know my lifestyle, wow, I do it for the set. She know how to make me smile and she do it with the sex. Pop bottles, make love, thug passion. Red bottoms, Montclair, high fashion. Belt buckles, door handles, gold plated. Ball man, rich denim, out Vegas. French Riviera, baby girl, let's take a trip. I'm a trip, go to Cannes, France to catch a flick. Baby, listen, this position is a blessing, and with your permission, hopefully you learn a lesson. I'm so fly that I shouldn't even walk. She's so fine, she ain't even got talk. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jaw. She never wrote a song, but I know that she's a star.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you're mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Something about her probably can't live without her. Bullets are sour, let me kiss on the fountain. Mission accomplished, you increasing your heart rate, and I won't ever rest. We meet at the peak of your mountain. Eager to show you, thinking that I should know you. And you eager to work, perfect, I can't employ you. Designer should spoil you, rug you down with the oil. To get on a higher tree, you gonna have to climb a sequoia. Hold up, you showing off some Asian provocateur. Rushing you out your drawers, though patiently get you off. Hate when they be too anxious, though hate when they be too dull. Like to go deep, but I hate to get too deeply involved. How sweet is you? Let me see some proof. Fuck make them pussy talk, I like to make it sing a tune. All we need is weight, we don't need no room. Right now I'm trying to eat, and we don't need a spoon.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you're mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right. All right.
They know who we be.